the Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Make sure you check us out on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook, the Devil's Advocates radio, and of course on the phones. You can hit us up right now, 844-967-2789.
Today, Dominic, Becky Clayfish, she brought in the closer. She brought in the sledgehammer. She brought in Hang Mike Pence.
Hang Mike Pence coming to Wisconsin.
The big proxy war going on in our backyard, I think we got to give it a little coverage. The big surrogate struggle, as it's being described here in the Journal Sentinel, between former VP Mike Pence and Donald Trump accelerated today when Pence swooped into Wisconsin to stump for gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Pence praised Clayfish as the best candidate to lead Wisconsin because of her long commitment to conservative values. His visit comes 2 days before Trump will headline a rally in Waukesha for Clayfish's opponent, Tim Michaels. The winner in Tuesday's primary, that's next Tuesday, folks, August 9th, consider voting for Adam Steen if you haven't cast your ballots yet. The winner in Tuesday's primary faces Democrat Governor Tony Evers in November. Here's a statement from the sledgehammer from Hang Mike Pence. There is no candidate for governor in America that is more capable, more experienced, or more proven conservative than Rebecca Clayfish. And I will just point out, folks, I try to flatten it out just a little bit for Pence, but I guarantee I still have more emotion in my voice than he did offering this endorsement earlier today. A little bit more. I pray that we have a fresh start for leadership in the state house here in Wisconsin. You're praying against Tony Evers? Doesn't seem very Christian to me, Pence. And that when we win back our states one at a time, we'll lay the foundation to win back America. Soon after that, you know,
Crudy flanked by Hang Mike Pence, former Governor Scott Walker, and a dozen members of Wisconsin's law enforcement community, Clayfish says she's the candidate to turn around crime in the state. Yeah, we don't need to get into all the nonsense here. Hang Mike Pence says he's enthusiastic about Clayfish because she's already a national leader in the Republican Party. She's going to give voice to the concerns to the people in the Heartland and in Wisconsin, Hang Mike Pence said. I know she's going to help lead us back to a secure border. What? Secure border with what? Illinois, where there's legal weed? What are you talking about? Michigan, where there's legal weed? Minnesota, where there's legal medicinal weed and probably going to be some edibles? I think they messed up a little bit over there. Come on. The border? Dominic, Hang Mike Pence, how he has fallen.
After the big sledgehammer Mike Pence, Hang Mike Pence event, after the event, Clayfish told reporters, Wisconsin can't afford, and here's her quote, skyrocketing violence anymore. I've made this a point and a pillar in my campaign. It's not just law enforcement pleas for their help. It's the pleas of the people of Wisconsin to keep them safe.
What?
After Tony Evers' lawless and failed leadership.
Yeah, you freaking kidding me. She went down to bend a knee to Trump, who summoned a mob to D.C. to beat the crap out of a bunch of police officers, literally crap all over the Capitol, and now she's going to stand up? She's going to stand up against the violence while she's seeking the endorsement of the guy who endorsed, promoted, incited, planned?
She moved on, man. She's got the violence sledgehammer behind her. She's got Mike Pence. A little bit more from Pence. She's going to give voice to the concerns to the people in the Heartland and in Wisconsin. I know she's going to help lead us back to a secure border. Yeah. With Illinois? Wasn't it Scotty Wanker that wanted to build the Northern
Wall? Northern Wall. This is something we're going to look at. Yeah, we're looking at that. We're gonna.
That's what he told Casey Hunt at the Iowa State Fair. You know, I swear to God that our buddy Pizza Box Mike, when he was in the crowd and he was taunting Walker from the crowd, and that's a guy that Walker would have known. I mean, Pizza Box makes himself heard, if not seen, at every event. So Walker knew him. I mean, let's not forget what Walker do from the
From the stage, he reached out and tried to grab someone's protest sign. I got a still shot of it. We put it on the Facebook page.
He had the sign in his hand. He's literally got the mic in one hand
on the stage, holding on to the protest sign with the other hand. I mean, literally trying to deny someone's First Amendment rights. You know what I mean? While he's, love the Constitution. What a bunch of hypocritical bastards.
You remember the first time that Scott Walker and we were there at the Citizens United Freedom Summit in Des Moines.
Oh yeah,
that warm January day, and Scott Walker was too big time to come to the spin room, but Trump did.
Yes, he did.
How'd that work out for the two candidates? Scott Trump Walker won. He did quite well in Iowa, didn't he?
He 0.0844.
Now go and get your freaking shine box, Walker, and shut up. 844. You know, the most impactful endorsement of all is Wankers. 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack. How you doing, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, just peachy keen, as usual. Clayfish should turn crime around in this state, all right. You can see, instead of just the legislature being a bunch of crooks, you'd see at the highest administrative level of the state.
Now, I haven't actually heard any corruption allegations against Rebecca Clayfish. I mean, Scott Walker was corrupt as you know what, but nothing against Rebecca. I wonder, do you think you could march out in front of the insurrectionist in high heels, and would she be just the candidate to pull that off?
I truly don't know the answer to that one, and I'm not going to take a guess in terms of Scott Walker at high heels.
I've put a little wager that Hang Mike Pence might have put on some high heels a few times in his life. Not judging, just saying.
Well, mostly when mother's away. any political thoughts, Jack? Any more, I should say?
I was actually going to say Rojo has even become more extreme than Florida's Governor DeSantis. He proposing to supposedly require renewal of Medicare and Social Security, which we paid for, as you guys have pointed out, and is, yes, it's an entitlement. Damn right it is. I'm entitled to it because I paid into it.
Well said, Jack. Come back with us. Only the best callers around here at 844-967-2789 and occasionally CJ.
When you see our mother, I want to know a day in advance so I won't be there.